of the Chris and Rob Show. Hey, Rob, did you catch those Cincinnati Entertainment Awards last night?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool. Best new artist was the Grave Blankets. And they also had another award for best local rock and roll band.
Hold on.
It was the Grave Blankets.
Yeah.
They took away all the awards. They had another award for best outfits in a local rock and roll band. Grave Blankets walked away with that one easy.
Wow.
Got a new CD out. CD release party is Friday night at the Southgate House. The new CD is called Where It Hurts. Cincinnati best dressed band, the Grave Blankets. Spanking new music there from the Grave Blankets. Chris Arducer and George Cunningham, welcome to the Chris and Rob Show.
Well, we're just so happy to be here.
This is what, your fourth CD now?
That is absolutely correct.
Number four.
Number four, buddy.
How are the first three done so for you so far?
Oh, well, you know, how do you suppose we got to make the number fourth? They've done so well.
Selling all the Grammys for all the scrap metal, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys got a big show this weekend?
It's huge.
And you guys got a couple of guitars in your hand.
They're huge, too.
Tell us a little bit about...
We are small.
Tell us a little bit about the Grave Blankets. People know about Chris Arducer because you're a famous drummer, but then here you come with the... here you come with the rock and roll band. You got the guitars, you're kicking it out, writing great songs. How did that whole thing get started after being a raisin?
Actually, it was after the Bears, if any of you remember the Bears, mid to late 80s pop guitar band led by Adrian Belew. The three of us that were in the Bears became Psycho Dots. And I was writing so much material that Psycho Dots were not playing that I said, I'm starting my own band, darn it, he said on the radio. Mm-hmm. And so that it just grew out of my, you know, I'm writing too much. And and George and I also had been, George Cunningham, that is, he's right back there. Say something, George.
Hi.
That's George. We had been just goofing around together for years, playing whacked out tunes.
Now, how'd you guys hook up with each other? You guys we both went back to school?
Sylvania High School.
Oh, you're from Philadelphia.
It all goes back to Sylvania High School.
It always goes back to Sylvania, doesn't it?
Let's all go back right now.
Yes.
No, let's not.
Please. So I guess we decided to take ourselves seriously, George and I, and instead of just playing goofy instrumental tunes, we decided to try to...
What other bands has George been in besides the Grave Blankets?
Speak.
Have you been in some other quintessential rock and roll bands from the tri-state?
The Warsaw Falcons would be my...
Oh, you were in those guys.
I was for quite a while.
They still play the occasional show.
Yes, though I'm not in attendance during that time.
You don't do those?
We were kind of a Nashville entity when I was on board.
Did you have a falling out with them?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just fell down one day.
Well, also, George is not wearing his boots, so that would maybe somehow...
Yeah, it makes me a non-Falcon.
Right.
Well, I independently did my research. I think I know every band that Chris Arducha has been in. I'm going to read them off to you right now.
Wrong.
I think I know all of them. Starting back at Sylvania High School with the original Raisins, then the Haircuts, the Best, the Other Half, the Human Darts, the Bears, the Psychodots, and now the Grave Blankets. Did I miss any?
Legs. Skippy and the Pencil Haters.
You're making those up.
Keep going.
You know, it would really be next to impossible to name all the horrible bands that I've
played. Now, somebody out there.
Them, the good ones.
Did I? I named the
Where's your list here?
The list is right here. Here, finish off
the
list.
Who did you hire to compile this?
Now, somewhere out there, Chris has a girlfriend who's thinking, the Haircuts?
Right.
Who are they? Led by Larry Gold, the Blue Jew.
That's it, yeah. Larry.
You talk to him anymore?
Well, you speak right out there.
Yeah.
You know, Larry was in town a few months ago, and he'd called me, and I called him, and we never connected, but my God, is he a fine guitarist.
Right on.
The Coolerators was a Larry project that you omitted.
All right,
and by the way, I don't have a girlfriend. I have my wife.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I guess you got a ring on, don't you?
I do.
When'd you get married?
July 21st.
Really?
He said, hoping he got it right.
Who played? Did you have a band?
I had a band. The band was George Cunningham on guitar and Karen Addy, who also is of the Grave Blankets, on violin, and they played wonderful 30s tunes.
We played the Fatswater Catalog.
That's neat. All right, well, let's get you guys got the acoustic guitars here. If anyone wants to call in a request, of course, the request line, 749-1444. It's all Grave Blankets all the time, and here's Chris and George with, what are you going to play for us?
We're going to do a song that isn't on the new record because you've got the record here and you could play.
Right.
And this song isn't on any record, I don't think. It's called 6 Feet Deep.
I'm 6 feet deep. I'm on a dead end street, a joyless street. I'm 6 feet deep, 6 feet deep. I can't feel my heartbeat. My head is full of concrete. Every time you leave. She can't hear me, even if I say please. I'm 6 feet deep, 6 feet deep. Lost inside myself again. It's like living in fiction. When will this book end? Get through to you. time you leave.
Grave Blankets doing a song called 6 Feet Deep. Is that appropriate?
Sure. It's always appropriate to die.
That's right.
Never a bad time.
Where'd you guys come up with the name The Grave Blankets? It's a cool name and all, but does it have a, is there a meaning or a story? Or
Well, a grave blanket is a bed of flowers that is placed over a grave. And usually, probably, I would say, purchased by people with money. Because, you know, paupers, first of all, don't even have gravestones, or maybe even they just get thrown out somewhere. But I think a family that wants to perhaps keep the chill off their loved one during the winter months buys a grave blanket.
We've got a request.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Is this an official grave blanket request?
The upturned face.
We could do a little bit of it.
Is that my wife?
Right, you're just going to do a little bit of it. Do the whole damn thing.
Yeah, no medleys here, man.
You want to try it?
Sure.
In the wait, which key are you in? You don't capo for this song, right?
Not some of the best ones.
Capos are cheating anyway.
Oh, that's not true, buddy.
Cheat stick, man. Cheat stick.
Not true.
Whatever you want.
George, if you play some more leads, feel free to lean over.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll catch them a little better.
Do a little
great.
Bill Monroe movie.
Yeah, I felt like I was sort of...
That's fine. Scoot over here. We'll get all cozy and stuff. Chris, you get the big ass up. Hey, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF.
Have we measured our asses tonight?
No, how wide is yours?
Well, I got nothing, man. I am skinny, bony, bony ass man.
11, if you'd like to call into the program, 749-1444.
This is,
if you don't hear George, because Chris won't move his big ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna move
his
my
skinny
big
ass.
Not you, him.
Oh,
this
his.
Chris, the other Chris. This is the upturned face by
Three,
the Grave Blanket.
3, 4.
Blankets on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. Is that song on a record or something? How does everyone know that one? How do the masses requesting that one know?
Well,
that?
If the masses are George's wife, it's one of her favorites. And no, it's not on a record. It's just a tune we played many gigs.
Now, when we started the program about an hour and 15 minutes ago, Rob and I started off with the topic dodgeball memories.
Yes.
And when you guys walked in the door, George told me he had a dodgeball memory that would make the hair on the back of our neck stand straight up.
Good God, you may never want to have me back.
Get right on the mic, tell us all about it.
I'm not dying to tell this, you know.
Come on, George! The story!
It's less about dodgeball, more it's just about horrific junior high school sports gym class kind of stories.
Open up, George.
This was in Dearborn, Michigan, and
dig deep.
Boy, you know, the details are buried deep within my psyche.
Come on,
but
we're here to
let's
help.
Just say that the 7th, 8th grade boys really dreaded the winter when gym class came around, you know, gym class in the winter, because, I'll just say it, you swam naked.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in front of those gym teachers.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
dude, you guys don't have swimming trunks.
I'm pretty sure this wasn't a dream.
You don't have Speedos in Michigan, do you?
Not in Detroit, apparently not. No. So take your dodgeball stories and just put them in perspective.
What the hell? Did you get like extra credit for being naked swimming? I mean, you don't want to slow down?
Well, I certainly didn't.
Did you have to shave your body? Mexican hairless?
I will say that when ninth grade, I broke my elbow playing ice hockey and was really glad that I missed swimming that entire year.
I don't understand the naked part. Where's the is this Catholic school?
No. This is public school.
It's torture.
See, that stuff's illegal now.
Yeah, it certainly is.
What, to swim naked?
In front of adults.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, it's gym class. It's time for gym. Take off your clothes and jump in the water.
If you have a psychologist on call, you know, just bring him in and let's find what this has done to my psyche.
Well, it would even be worse if it's never happened.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF, 20 minutes after 11. We've got the Grave Blankets here live in the studio. Here's another cut from the new CD. The new CD is called...
Naked Dodgeball.
The new CD is called Where It Hurts. It's available Friday night.
That's Where It Hurts.
At the big gig at the Southgate House in Michigan. In Michigan. You know, you can swim naked in Michigan. The Southgate House is in Newport, Kentucky, so dig it. This song's called Candy by the Grave Blankets. The Grave Blankets, Cincinnati's finest. The new CD is called Where It Hurts. And I imagine that this CD will be available at all your local retail outlets at some point. Am
only
I right?
Only the coolest ones.
Probably you got like Moles and Shake It and that kind of routine,
Moles,
right?
Moles, Shake It, Borders, Everybody's and Pleasant Ridge, and others unnamed at this point.
Peaches? Will it be at Peaches?
It's already at Peaches. In fact, it was recorded live at Peaches.
George Cunningham and Chris Arducer have been gracious enough to join the Chris and Rob show tonight.
And you have been gracious, the two of you.
Well, you guys are the bomb, man. You guys are the bomb. You write good songs.
Got
almost as good as the damn Simpletons. What's the deal with the Simpletons? Everybody's talking about those kids.
Those are fighting words, pal.
Everybody's talking about them like they're some big deal.
I said, those are fighting words, pal. Almost as good.
Yeah.
As the Simpletons.
Almost. People are talking about them.
I love the Simpletons, but those are fighting words, pal.
Hey, they ain't no big thing.
I'll get out from
you. Oh, and what's that saying about us?
They just got some clothes and stuff, man. They just got clothes. But you guys got the talent, the lyrics, and the melodies.
Yeah, at one point, we were almost as good as their songs.
That's right.
And now, I don't think you have a plan here.
You're almost as good as a bad band. It sounds to me like Chris is saying you're almost as good as a bad band, you don't dress as well.
I'm formulating a plan wherein we trade some of our lyrics and melodies for some of their clothes.
See, now that would be a deal. There you go.
And let me say again, I absolutely dig the Simpletons.
Because, you know, it's all about image, and it has nothing to do with the actual content of the song.
Anyway, you did invite us on here because you were going to be at least slightly supportive of the band.
Yeah, you guys...
Not say we were almost as
you
good
You guys as are definitely better than the Menus. Definitely. No question about it.
You hear this out there, everybody?
All right, you guys are going to play a song.
You pissed me off now, buddy, so let's play a song. I don't mean to gripe, but I saw you up in tonight in your latest play, and I know what your critics will say. They'll say you should have stayed home and go over you with the fine tooth. Cause they're just jealous of your throne. They're just jealous of your throne. Well, you had a little to drink, but first night jitters shouldn't make you think of giving up the ghost. What you do best and I love the most. But they'll say you should have stayed home and go over you with a fine tooth comb. Cause they're just jealous of your throne. They're just jealous of your throne. So please don't close your show. Take a deep breath and then blow everyone away. Close your ears to the small minds that say you sing in a monotone that sounds best on the telephone. Well, they're just jealous of your throne. Well, they're just jealous of your throne. You're through, kid. You're through in pictures and plays and radio and vaudeville. You're through in everything. You're a corpse and you don't even know it. Why don't you go get yourself buried? Well, they're just jealous of your throne. Well, they're just jealous of your throne. Well, they're just jealous of your throne.
Yeah, speaking part in the middle of that song reminded me of Elvis.
Which Elvis?
Elvis Barrymore.
Yeah, Elvis Barrymore.
It's like a Luke the Drifter song. Hey, was that about Madonna? I got a feeling they wrote that about Madonna when you write a bad review of the Don't Cry For Me Argentina movie. You're feeling sorry for Madonna Chacon.
You found me out.
So you thought you'd get some sympathy tale.
Got your finger on the pulse on that one, huh?
So that's on a new record? Where's that one at? Is that,
no, that's on
is that another
record.
New one? It's on a little record?
That's on the old record, the last record, the record that we are pretending we didn't put out. No, that's on the previous one, Western Medicine.
Are you guys happy with all of your past releases, or are you the typical jaded artist who think all your old records suck?
I personally wish that the first record that came out in 1995 could have been better recorded, and perhaps with a few better performances. And of course, there's always stuff that disappoints you. But yeah, sure, we'll stand by all the records. We love them! Buy them.
But listening to them is like going back to the office for you, isn't it? You're always like, oh, we should have tweaked the bass a little better. Or the
sure.
bongos should have been mixed better in that song or whatever.
Well, no, we should have put bongos on every track. That's what we should have done. But what would have the Simpletons done, Chris?
It doesn't matter. They would have just looked good.
WWSD. What would the Simpletons do?
Right.
But on record, you can't see what they look like.
Wow.
So...
A record cover
so what would they have done,
it's
huh?
It's the video age. It's the video age.
Right, they got these CDs now where if you put them in your computer, they come with adjoining videos, man. Get into the technology.
I refuse. I still listen to 78s.
We've got the Grave Blankets here at the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF. Give us a call if you'd like to talk to George or Chris, or just generally make a comment or a request. These guys might know Freebird. 749-1444 is the phone number here at WAIF.
So how obsessed with death are you guys?
Not at all. Death is just a really groovy metaphor, man.
Metaphor for what? For everything?
For what any, you know, I mean, just your kind of work-a-day metaphor.
Well,
you know?
If I recall, you incorporate death somehow into your email address and the grave blanket.
Well,
all your songs have a morbid edge to them.
Well,
what's
you know,
going on here?
You gotta have a theme, right? I mean, if you don't have something to work from, you're just another stupid rock band singing about what? Sex and
so some
drugs
bands have
and,
clothes. You guys have death.
I think we could
some
probably
bands have youth.
Yeah.
We have death.
Yes. Exactly. We have clothes too. It's just they're really workaday clothes. Yeah, as you can see. Well, we actually kind of look like you guys.
Unless it's gym class.
Well,
in which case you have
right.
no clothes.
You got that naked swimming. You know.
Maybe,
listen to him.
Maybe that's the whole source of this band's kind of dark side is the naked swimming thing.
Well, see, I never did the naked swimming thing. I was in Ohio.
Maybe just knowing me is enough to...
Knowing that you swam naked with your peers.
The Grave Blanket, you guys have been around since before 1995, right?
We've probably been an entity since, like, 1989.
By the way, I drove past the homestead, the house in Sylvania that we woodshedded at back in
the late 80s.
Oh, yeah, back then. And in fact, there was a flower shop very near the house that I lived at that point that sold grave blankets every fall and winter. And it was, I think, staring at that sign over and over that made me go, hey, man. What an idea.
How have you made time for the band over the years? I know you've been on the road.
It's
with
been
other
so
bands.
Difficult, Chris and Rob.
It must have been.
With
yes.
With sleeping and everything.
With him sleeping and you going to Israel and stuff.
And all
how
the
do you
swimming.
Guys make time?
God. I don't know. You know, there's so many hours in a day, and you just decide this day, what am I going to do? I'm going to go on the Chris and Rob show today.
You guys got day jobs? Working a Quickie Mart or anything like that?
Yes. Well, I work at all the Quickie Marts there are. Very busy.
I must say that I just play music for a living. And
that's
oh
a good thing.
Boy, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Some months.
The tips make the difference between heat or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, when you do the swimming naked, the tips are extensive.
I knew that I was opening a can of worms, and I did
Well, you did it. You had to. It was wise.
What about you, George? Do you do music for a living, or do you supplement your income?
I supplement like them. Like crazy.
That's probably a good thing to do, and I take it you're financing the record then.
Oh, no. The records seem to finance themselves pretty much.
But where did the money come from?
Ben Stein put up the original stake, and we keep recouping it every time. Now, actually, this last album, we were lucky enough to work in Nashville, and kind of, you know, we even got reimbursed for gasoline a couple times for the trip down. So that,
yeah,
we,
then
this,
I got charged for.
Are you guys on a real record label now? Crooked Mile Records. Who's Mile Records?
This was going to be a real record label thing, but it didn't come out that way. But it's almost better this way, I think. We get to. We don't have to argue with anybody about the cover.
And nobody tells you what to wear or what songs to sing on tour. Or
always been
like
a huge problem for us.
We recorded all this stuff in Nashville when we were working with a company called IV Records, and they themselves were a small label that had a very small stable of artists, and they got one of their artists signed to Warner Brothers. His name was Wes Cunningham. No relation to George. When that happened, they said, "Hey, man, let's try to really go for it in the music biz," and so we recorded half of a record with them, and then they shopped it to the few majors that they had contacts with, and you know, it's the same old story that these days with the majors, they want every band to be a self-sufficient unit, like. Dave Matthews is like the blueprint that they all use. It's like, well, you know, we don't want to have to do any developing of you. We want you to already be selling a bunch of material, supporting yourselves through touring. And when we came up against that, we just said, well, we're not going to do that. I mean, you know, I mean, George and I both have lives apart from touring.
Well, you both are married, and it sounds like at least you got like four or five other bands.
Right, and they even suggested to us once, why don't you guys go on the road, and we'll supplement your income, and I just refused.
We took a great big meeting.
Yeah, and I refused to do it, and then it just kind of, the whole thing just sort of fizzled away, and I ended up getting permission to use the material and putting it out.
Here. Well, if you guys did a tour opening for somebody with a cult status, you probably would catch on. Probably catch on.
You think so? You think we could open for the Simpletons?
Who knows, man? Maybe we could even get you all down at the waterfront opening for the Websters. That would be big.
Oh!
Now, seriously, if you went on tour with like Annie DeFranco or somebody, people would be like eating you up.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to sell no. They wouldn't manufacture them fast enough.
I've been hearing that for years.
My mom keeps insisting the Annie DeFranco thing is the way to go.
But guys, it's Annie. It's
Annie. Is mom
still
in Sylvania?
Sorry. Yeah, she is. I was just there. Yeah.
Really?
Let's alienate the listeners.
Did you get a Paco dog while you were up there? When you guys visit back to Toledo, you get a Paco dog, don't you?
Normally. I was there for a very short time frame this time.
Okay, enough for the inside stuff. This is the Grave Blankets. It sounds like you're going to strum another hit.
Oh, I have no idea. Do you want to play another track off the record? Or
well, strum another hit, then we'll play another track off the record.
But what are we going to do, George?
You guys got 22 more notes.
I hope it works. It's got that big chord in it.
That's true, but now I have to retune again.
Oh. Well...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Uh-oh, there goes the capo. He's cheating again, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, if I hear any more about this cheating, I'm going to have to open your eyes and get you into a real recording studio with musicians.
What, are you telling me that real country artists use capos?
Yes.
Real all really kinds of musicians.
Does Roy Clark use a capo?
Yes. Yeah.
Only when he's cheating.
Only when he's cheating.
Like I said, remain in the dark, fellas. All you want.
Cheat stick, cheat stick.
Are we even, well, you know... See, it's half cheating because George isn't using one now. Me too. Yeah, close enough. I'm on to the bar. Alright.
Did your therapist tell you to steal my guitar? Or was it your own idea? I didn't think you thought things through that far. Well, did your mother tell you to burn my clothes when your dad saw the books on Greta Garbo? Did he say, please could I have those? So I hope it works out. I hope you make money. And you find somebody you can push around. Yeah, I hope it works out with the Easter Bunny. And you convince some dummy to polish your crown. Cause it was never gonna be me.
Alright.
On my birthday, you always thought I got too much attention. So I'd pretend like I forgot, and that was met with the very same aggression. You got a mean street 10 miles wide. I couldn't live on that stretch of road. I had to step aside. So I hope it works out. I hope you make money and you find somebody you can push around. Yeah, I hope it works out with the Easter Bunny, and you convince some dummy to polish your crown. 'Cause it was never gonna be me. No, it was never gonna be me.
Blankets, what was the name of that song?
I Hope It Works Out.
And what was that all about? Your therapist and the Easter Bunny? Was that one of those?
My therapist is the Easter Bunny, so Chris and Rob.
Is that some kind of autobiographical tune?
Utterly and completely.
Is it now?
A real bad breakup occurred a few years ago. And, you're eyeing the clock.
Is he going to start talking
about that bad breakup again? Oh my God, it's going to be 20 minutes and then the show will be over.
But you're over that now?
Oh, I was over it then.
You think about her every time, or him? Was it a dude? Was it like a band
It was
thing?
An animal.
Oh, was it an animal?
It was my beast.
Your animal turned
your
tail
Easter
on
bunny.
You? It turned bad on you?
It turned on me.
Your animal turned.
God!
Which one? Death
Ranch
Drumming?
We're trying to figure out what to play.
I heard Death Ranch somewhere else before.
No. Oh, never.
I've never heard Death Ranch in any other combination anywhere else ever, anywhere.
Let's play Knoxville Girl.
Okay, number three.
Okay.
Is that the old, you're being serious, right?
I've heard Death Ranch before, I think.
Yes, some of these songs on this record are songs that figured into some early Psychodot records. But these are different versions, sometimes in different keys.
You do even. Dredge of the Lake?
Drag the Lake. No, but God darn it, we need to do that.
Yeah,
someday.
That's right. That's a funny song.
It's not even really a song.
Well,
it's
cool.
Just a kind of a piece of nothing, but with a beat. Piece of nothing with a beat. But this next song that I guess we're going to play, right?
So you're going to play Drag the Lake?
No. You're going to play a track up the disc, right?
Yeah, we're going to play Knoxville Girl.
Is the one about killing a chick?
Deathsville Girl.
You know, don't you? See, some people know about
the
original.
And I hit her with a stump, and then the creek turned red. And
you got it, pal.
Go, oh,
but see, but no, this is my. I've completely reconfigured the Knoxville Girl legend.
So she lives.
Well, you'll see what happens. somebody dies, but it ain't her.
Oh,
is this some kind of Alice Cooper kind of necrophilia kind of thing?
This is spook rock.
All right, the WAIF. This is the Grave Blankets joining us live in the studio. Give us a call at 749-1444 if you want to give a shout to the Grave Blankets. This is Knoxville Girl from their new CD. Hit it!
I met her at a Walmart. She was trying to find a spare part, and I thought I could help her find.
Knoxville girl, the Grave Blankets here. We got Chris and George in the studio with us right now.
You know, for a rock and roll band, these guys tune an awful lot.
I know. And
these guys like tune between every song.
And this one dude's over here putting
that calling rock
fake
and roll?
Callus stuff, putting a crazy glue on his fingers because he doesn't have the calluses. What's up with that, man?
You know, if anyone's ever seen the band, you may notice that George, who plays the solos in the group, doesn't use a pick. He plays with his fingers and his fingernails. He's a finger-style guitarist.
He's got fingernails like a chick, man. Check that out. You gotta paint those up, man.
It's from that early trauma, you know. Yeah.
It's from swimming naked in the pool in front of your gym teacher, right?
Yeah.
Now you got long fingernails and a pretty face.
Pretty face.
I think you guys should just take over now. We're done here.
Okay, pretty face. Yeah. All right. So are your fingers dry?
No. Killing time.
We're killing time
on
this thing. You know, Chet Atkins will break a fingernail. He'll have to go buy a Lee press-on nail.
Oh, really?
So Chet Atkins uses Lee press-on nails.
He's a fellow crazy glue.
And he also crazy glues his stuff on there?
I don't know that he uses... Last
well, I know he broke a nail once, and he had to go get the... Maybe if he busted a callus open, he'd go get the crazy glue.
Steel strings.
It's a Chris and Rob show on WAIF, phone number 749-1444. Thanks to John for his generous contribution. You can make a contribution as well. Give us a call at 961-8900. In the meantime, the Grave Blankets are tuning up for one last tune, so keep those tapes rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Do the Grave Blankets let people tape their shows like
sure.
the Dead used to?
Yes, all the time.
So this Friday night, these guys are going to be playing at the Southgate House, the Grave Blankets CD release party. They're going to be releasing this compact disc with all these great new songs on it.
Oh, good God.
Recorded in Nashville.
Not that that really makes a difference, but...
Oh, it does.
It sounds good.
That's right.
Oh,
it's the reason Shania Twain has a career.
At the bar? You did it at the Bradley Bar?
Sure we did. Shall we play one?
Yeah, this will be your last tune, then we'll probably play another track off your record, and then we'll probably all go get drunk.
Oh, I'm already drunk. What are you talking about?
Fat swallower on my stereo, raising hell. And my TV's got the sound turned down, but I see William Powell. And he's got Myrna Loy in a fond embrace. And I know she's not acting by the smile on her face. The undead, the undead, they fill my head. The undead, they fill my head. Big spider Beck stayed high as long as he could score. He wanted to play less cornets, but the fans wanted more. So we hid away in a cheap hotel, and he played his piano in both heaven and in hell. That he liked boys. He worked at Universal in the 30s, making noise. Horror films with black humor and grace. And when he checked himself out, he left a note behind in case we might forget the undead.
listen to that out-of-tune E. And I was spitting all over everyone in here, too.
I impaled you.
More songs there with some kind of a death theme, man. You really do sit down when you write a song. You sit down and you think, can I think of another song about death?
You're absolutely right.
That's how you write songs. You sit down and think about death.
Except... That song isn't, well, all right, you're right. It's about death.
It's
about
death. It's also kind of about Fats Waller, too, I take it.
It's about a bunch of people that are no longer living who continue to inspire, you know. Your Fats Waller, your William Powell, your Myrna Loy, your James Whale, your Bix Beiderbecke. Mm-hmm. I could go on all night, but we don't have all night.
You know, there's a lot of dead people out there.
There's far too many.
I've met some of them.
We got to stop all this killing. And all the dying.
Chris and Rob's show, 6 more minutes to go, and then the Outside Inside Jazz program will be here, bebopping you till dawn. And it's always a good thing when you got jazz on WAIS, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, Chris, the Chris and Rob show. Do we have that little radio drama we do occasionally about death? Maybe these guys would fit in well with our little radio drama we do about death. We're all the kids after high school.
Oh, yeah.
The kids at the diner. Do you guys want to act? How are your guys' acting chops?
We can do
it. Are you guys up for acting?
Sure.
Are you guys double threats?
Oh,
can you play and act, or can you just play?
I can act like I play.
Hold on, give me
Well, there you go. You guys, you know, if you want to be big, like you look at your big stars.
Sorry.
Martin, Lewis. Sing, dance.
We got to do it all.
You got to do whatever it takes. You never know when.
Your Martin, Lewis.
Your Martins and your Lewis's. They never had a piece of paper in the nut of their guitar.
I'll be happy to act, but I have to fix my nails first.
They didn't play guitar.
Well, if they... Yeah, well, okay, that's a good one. If they would have played guitar, they wouldn't have had a piece of paper stuck in their nut.
If they had this guitar, they would have put the piece of paper in there.
Well, maybe they would have. So the Grave Blanket is going to make their acting debut, possibly. Maybe not. We have just a script for you.
What?
We wrote this thing thinking of you.
Oh,
and it's the perfect script. One of you gets to be Teen One, and somebody gets to be Teen Two.
I'm not kissing anybody.
Nobody gets kissed.
I'm swimming naked.
Nobody gets kissed. And we'll just not do it. What the heck? Oh, well, we lost it. It was horrible anyway. We lost it. Don't worry about it.
I think you just heard, the audience just heard the play, right? That was
sort of the play. It was us badgering you into taking part in a mini radio drama.
That will never happen.
That will never happen. It rolls right off the tongue. We got it somewhere.
Oh, I
but
think
you
we're...
guys are obsessed with death and
well,
grave blankets.
What are you obsessed
death,
with?
It's not about obsessed.
Drag the link.
It's not an obsessed thing.
Underneath is basically what I'm obsessed with. Everybody likes the top of the breast.
Ah, there
and
we
the
go.
Middle of the breast, but I like the under part.
Okay.
The underneath parts.
We got Billy.
Okay.
We got Johnny.
Wait. Okay.
And you figure out the rest, Robbie.
Who wants to be Billy and who wants to be Johnny? Hold on. The main guy, Jimmy, has got all the main good lines.
All right, I'll be Jimmy.
You want to be Jimmy?
Sure.
All right, and Jim, you'll be the announcer coming here at the end, saving the day. All right, so you're Billy and I'm Johnny?
Tell me when you're ready. I got the music
ready. You're Billy and I'm Johnny and you're Jimmy.
All right.
Hey, Johnny, what you gonna do after high school?
Oh, I don't know. What are you gonna do?
I think I'll just have some more of these fries. They're great!
No, you moron. I'm serious. What are you gonna do after high school?
Heck, man, I don't know.
Let's ask Jimmy. He looks pretty relaxed. Hey, Jimmy, what are you gonna do after you graduate?
What? Why... That's easy.
Well, clue us in, bro.
Yeah, dude. Give us the 411.
Well, after graduation, I might go to college. Who knows? But one thing I know for sure is I will definitely begin my unchanging, never-wavering march to the grave.
What?
That's right. Death. That's what I'm doing. Maybe not now, maybe not for 60 years, but eventually, I'm going to die.
Wow. Can I die too?
Sure. What do Thomas Jefferson, Babe Ruth, and Martin Luther King all have in common?
What?
They're all dead!
Wow!
Lots of cool people are dead. Edison, Gandhi, and Gandhi, and Gandhiji, Elvis, Eli Whitney, Granny from Beverly Hillbillies, Irene Ryan, that is. Shoot, even Otis Redding is dead!
Wow, death sounds cool.
Everybody's doing it, from rock stars and politicians to your dog, Fluffy.
Death, huh? I just might have to give this death thing a try. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Don't just thank me. Give me some fries.
Brought to you by this station and the National Death Coalition, Abe Vigoda, Chairman. Death, it does a body good.
This has been another episode of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with the Gray Blankets.
They are double threats.
They are.
They can't act.
Georgie, Chris, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
Georgie remembered who he was, and I completely forgot who I was.
It was seamless.
One more tune from the Gray Blankets to take us out. This is Death Ranch on WAIF. Conversation with pianist Matthew Shipp.